You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Clarify your answer to Steven Nelson. Mm-hmm. He asked about your comment calling the president a fascist. And your answer was, both President Trump and I have been clear about our positions and our views. Mm-hmm. Are you affirming that you think President Trump is a fascist?
I've spoken about...
That's okay. You can just say
okay.
Yes. So. Okay. Yeah. It's easier. It's easier than explaining it. I don't mind.
A fascist and a socialist walked into a bar. I don't know. There's a joke there somewhere. But very bizarre. It's Hancock and Kelly time. This meeting between the New York City mayor and the president, we thought it might be contentious, but they're just palling around, joking and laughing, and they're best friends now for some reason. What the heck is going on? John, I'm going to start with you.
Well, Donald Trump is very much impressed by flattery. And I think Mamdani came in and was very gracious towards Donald Trump, and he flattered him. He charmed him, I think you could say. And Trump's reaction to the meeting was something that I would imagine most Republicans were shocked to see. But Trump all but embraced the guy.
Michael? What did you
see?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know that clearly Mamdani came in prepared. He had witnessed what had happened to Zelensky and others who've shown up there. Heck, even the Democratic leaders, when they were there, remember the president had his red hat on. He was experienced and ready. And I think Donald Trump realized he may have met his match that morning.
His supporters, I mean, Trump supporters, are baffled by this. They thought going in, he was going to shout down socialism and what Mamdani stands for. And now they see this meeting and they're confused. Literally, one person said, I'm a little confused. I need to know for my own edification what the administration's stance is on Mamdani. Do we know?
I think they're ultimately going to get what they want, which is, you know, the president exploding and having Mamdani as the villain. I think that's probably set up from the president's perspective now, regardless. So those who are clamoring for bad behavior will get to see it soon.
Yeah, I think that's likely. And I wasn't particularly surprised to see the president react that way to a one-on-one in-person meeting. It's a lot easier to attack someone or something that's not sitting next to you. And I think Donald Trump exhibited that behavior this week.
Yeah, let's follow up with Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is stepping down from Congress, one of Trump's most ardent supporters in the past. She is not anymore, clearly. What has happened to that relationship in your eye, John?
Well, she wanted to have the Epstein files released. The president did not. And the president and his administration had been working tirelessly to keep the release of those files from coming out. Marjorie Taylor Greene snubbed them, and she held her ground after repeated attempts to convince her otherwise. And, you know, the loyalty street with Donald Trump is a one-way street. It flows from you to him and not vice versa. And so as soon as she was considered disloyal, the president went out and attacked her, and now she's resigning from Congress. I suspect this is part of a broader plan for Taylor Greene to seek a future office, maybe governor, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, she's one of hundreds of members of Congress, but she has a very high profile nationally. Michael, any thoughts on her stepping down?
Well, you can't help but be skeptical as if there's another motivation here. And, from 10,000 feet, it appears as though she may have cut herself out as a true MAGA loyalist to be able to go out and say, hey, I've always stood by these things. That's why I was able to go across the aisle on a couple of things. But I don't think we've seen the end of Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think she thrives on the attention.
One more topic. The 100th anniversary of this radio station. You guys have been here for a long time, so I wanted to give you a chance for a minute to give some thoughts based on Thursday's big celebration we had on the air.
Well, John informed me the other day it's been 18 years that we've been on Campbell X. I'm 50 years old, and every one of those 50 years, I have... I've listened to Camel X. It's just been a part of our life, whether it was falling asleep to Jim White at nighttime, which my grandma would put on the radio for me, waking up to Bill Windy and Bob Hardy. It was, it's been the music of my life. And then to be able to have done it for 18 years, pinch me, man. What a pleasure. What a treat.
That's pretty cool. John?
There's not another radio station in the country that means as much to its community as does KMOX. And the test of that is anytime there's something that intensely affects the St. Louis region, tragedy, drama, rejoicing, people tune in to KMOX. They've been doing it for 100 years, and I just hope and pray they do it for another 100.
Well, you guys are awesome, and thanks for joining me once again on a Sunday morning.
Happy 100.
It is Total Information AM Sunday at 728.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.